to teach us. That only because he's still walking around with his stick, in other words, he's still really sick. That's why we have to have an eimet to see if it's from the first sickness he's dying or not. But iduch, in a case where he would get up, or walk around without a stick, then umdino namele binum. Then we would not have to even check him out. Because even though he later had a relapse and died because of the first sickness, still the get would not be good. Because as soon as he gets well for 1 minute, as soon as he's amad, that halacha is an automatic chazara. The husband only meant to give the get to his wife because he thought he's going to die. The second he gets up and sees he's not going to die, he right away means to retract from the get. So therefore, even though later he dies again, he dies from that sickness, the get's no good. So that's the Chiddush Mishnah, only because he's walking around on a cane. Means he never really got well. That's why we have to see when he dies, did he die because of the first sickness or not. But in the case where he's well and walking around, then for sure the get is no good. So Mar says, alright, turn over. So Mar says, Shamat Mino, from here we hear, that Shchiv Mera, Shenitik Mechobel Lecholi, is Matnasa Matana. Of course, from here it's Mashma, from now Mishnah, that if a person is very sick, gave away a present, and then he changes sicknesses. It changes from one sickness to another sickness. The matan is still good. He cannot retract. Only if he gets well in between. But if it just changes from one sickness to another sickness right away, he can't retract. So Mar says, in truth, that's true. The Yomar Rebbeleza Mishmei Derav. Shchiv Meira. A person is very sick. Shenitik Mechel Lechomli. He changed over from one sickness, that sickness, to another sickness. The first sickness left him. But right away he got another sickness. Matnasa matan, it's fact of true. The present that he gave away first is still a good present. He can't retract yet. Because he never was on, but he never got well. Rabbo, the Rava, Loisriya, Luhad, Ravuna. Rabbo, Rava, both do not hold like Ravuna. They say no. They say, Gzeira, Shema, Yeru, Yesh, Get, Liachamisa. We have to be afraid. Maybe people will say there's a Get, Liachamisa. Rashi says, Gzeira, Shema Yermu Yeshket Yachamisa. The Omad, if he stands up, Chayzer, if you say when the husband gets up, he could retract. Also, my people will say, Lehevi get Ademais. If so, the get is not really a good get until he dies. Because we see if he would get well for 1 minute, the get's no good. What do you mean the get's no good? Because the get does not count until he dies. For Kachazinat Lechimais, people see that when he does die, it's a good get. So Shramina, people will say, you can give a get to Yachamisa. And therefore there'll be much even when you say clearly stam liyachamisa. So therefore here in this case still the get is no good. That's what they say. And therefore they say even when he's omad, still you know the get is a good get. That's what they say. They hold at all times the get is a good get. Even though he's omad, he gets well in between, he cannot retract. So Marius must because there's gezeira. Because if you say he could retract, so people will say then that the get is only really after he dies. And then they'll think you could give a get after he dies. That's not true. So where is the question? But what happens really is, if the Shchiv Mera said to give a get to his wife, and then he got well, so really, really we say, since he gets well, he's chayzer, it does not mean the get should be good, and the get is no good. You're telling me though, Mishum Gzeira, we said the get is good. So Gemara asks, oh, Miya Kamidi, is there anything? To me, the Yerayis, the Leah, the Gita. Me, the Yerayis, there, since the guy became well in between, the get should not be good. Oh, Mishum Gzeira, Sharina, Eshish, Lealma. And because of the Gzeira, you're telling me that people may come to say that you have a right to give a get to your wife, the get should be chal after you die. So because of that Gzeira, we say the get is good. How could that be? If me, the Yerayis, the get is no good, how could we, with the Rabbana, make up a good get? So Gemara says, in, yes, the Rabbana could do that. Because the klal is called the Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh. When you first got married, you said Kadash Moshe v'Yisrael, that you only got married after the minig of Chachamim, how the Chachamim want the Kedushin to be. And therefore, if you do something like this, when you give a get to your wife to say that your Shchiv Mera gives a get to his wife, here we have and Shchiv Mera gets well, so the Rabbana said, we have kin Rabbana Kedushin Minei, the Rabbana said, we're going to look as if you were never married in the first place. We have the right to take away the Kedushin from the beginning. So that's how the Rabbanim could say, this get is a good get. In other words, they could make it that Midiraisi you never married. And this the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Tainat the Kaddish Pekaspa. That's good if you make Kedushim with Kesev. So then we could always say, Hefker Bez and Hefker, and Rabbanon have a right to make the money, like it was not the husband's money, so Kedushim was not Chal. Rest Rabbanon would do it, because it's not making anything wrong, really. But the question is, Kiddush Bebiya, Mayikul Amayma, when the husband married his wife through Biya, so who Mayikul Amayma, the kasher is, would Rabbanon go and do something to make that Biya, Biya's Nus? And the argument was, it's not Mistar, but Rabbanon won't make it into a Biya's Nus. The Rabbanon would not want to take away his Kedushin. Gemara says, no, even so, Amalei, yes, Shavi Rabbanon libelasa bilas Nus. The Rabbanon, yes, did that. Even though the husband first married his wife with a Biyam, now the Rabbanon say that since she gave a get in this way, that will make an exera, we do not want the get, we do not want the Kedushin to be Chal in the first place, in order that this get should be a good get with the Rabbanon. So kids, that's the cloud that called the Mekadosh, and that is the Rabbanon Mekadosh. Tell the Rabbanon, it goes like this. A husband gives his wife a get and says, here's a get that should be really Chal from today, if he dies from the sickness he has now. And what happened was, and right away the house collapsed upon him. He died because the house collapsed. Or else the snake bit him. So then his name get, the get is not a good get, because he did not die from that sickness. Something else caused him to die. He did not give the get. He only gave the get if he would die on that sickness.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's called an einis l'shchiach. These things don't happen. It wasn't on your mind. That's not what you meant to say. You only meant to say the get should be if you die from that sickness. What about im le'emed mechelizeh? If a person says, he gave his wife a get to say the get should be good if I don't get well from the sickness, then the naflol of beisar, the bias falls on him and kills him. Ayachish shenach, I should raise the get, then the get is a good get. Because since he did not get up to get well, to get good. For the Gemara, why? Maishna Reisha, Maishna said, what's to be the difference? If you tell him now from an oinus, that's lo shchiach, something that doesn't happen, you don't think about, so he did not think about this either, that's not what he meant. He only meant to say the get should be good if he doesn't get up because of the sickness. But here he didn't get up because the health came upon him, he never meant to give the get, so what do you say the get's a good get for? So Shochem, he sent back from Eretz Yisrael, Ochlo Ari En Lanu. In other words, it's the same type of the case that this also. What's going to be if an Ari ate him up on the way? In other words, the thing that's not Shchiach, we don't think about. So Rashi is like this. Sholcha mitam. Ayidei maise shira becha. It happened once happened to somebody. Shomri said like this. Im loyamid mechel is there. The husband gave his wife a get and said, if I don't get up from the sickness, I want to get to be good. Now what happened was, v'yochla Ari, the lion ate him up. The Shalchwa double Eretz Yisrael, they sent out the Shiloh to Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshiva, they said back to him, Ein lonu she'e get. That's not called a good get. The Yonzot lo shchiach le'yasek abaytei. Because the husband never thought about this. The husband only saw it, something that could happen. But not something that's minus, that doesn't happen. He never thought about that. So the husband said like this. He gave his wife a get to say, she be a good get if I don't get well from the sickness. So it means to say, if he dies from this sickness, then he gets a good get. But here that some modern thing happened that a lion ate him up, he never meant to get should be a good get in that case. So Hurul, I don't understand Shandas Braisa. Why, if he says if he dies, it's no good. But if he says if he gets up, then the get is good. So kids, they don't understand Shandas Braisa. Moses Vaita. Hahu Gavra, there was a man, Tizov and Arlechav, he sold his fields to his friend. Kibbalein, the one that sold, accepted upon himself, Kolon Sadim Sialda. Any onus that happens, in other words, people come and argue and want to take away the field from you, I'll give you back your money. The sofer at the end, Afika ben Hora, that the river overflowed and ruined the field. So Asla Kaim of the Ravina came in front of Ravina and said, listen, you accepted to pay me up, pay me for any onus, pay me up. So Amalei Ravina said, it's true, Zil Shafale, go pay him back his money. To a Kabiltu Alokha Kolunsa de Misyalid, you accepted upon yourself anything that goes wrong with this field. Omel on this Omel Ravacha Bar Taklif and Ravina Oinsud Lashkiachahu. But such an earnest like this he never thought about. He only meant to say if it's something that people argue and take away the field from you, I'll pay you back. But this type of an earnest that the river should overflow and ruin the fields, that I never meant to accept upon myself. The Mar says true. Egal Glamus that came out, Umot Lakam the Rebbe came out in front of Rebbe Omelu Oinsud Lashkiachahu. That this called an earnest that's not Shkiach. And therefore the person never meant to accept it, and they don't have to pay. You only mean to pay, you accept it upon yourself, things that happen, you think about. But something like this, it doesn't come up, doesn't happen so often, you don't think about it, you didn't mean it. On this, the Gemara Takasha, Aya Eisver Ravina Rava, Ravina Takasha the Rava. It said before the Bryce, at least the Shver Bryce said, the second case was, if the husband gave the gift to his wife and said, Im lo yemem mechelezev, I don't get up from this chayla, then the get should be good. And it says, if not all the Bryce, the house collapsed, Aya Chishonach, as you raise the get, it is a good get. The question is why? I, the guy doesn't think about such an oinus. So you see, even though you don't think about it, still you want to get to be good. Omla Rava said back, you can't ask the question here. The Aina Mereisha, why don't you look at the Reisha better? The one of the Reisha say, Aina get, it's not called a good get. So don't ask me from the Seifel, look at the Reisha better. Omla Rava Achimedif to Ravina. Well, Mishum, the Kashi Reisha Seifel, and the Svina to Yuftiminei. Well, why not? You have a question, what's the Pshan the Reisha to the Seifel? But I call upon him, look at the Seifel, it's mashma like me, that even though the Aina does not happen, still you accepted it. Omla said back, in yes, no, I mean to say good. That Kivon the Kashi Reisha Seifa, since you have this theory in this Brisa, the Reisha is a contradiction to the Seifa, it has to be the Layitma Bei Medrosha Umashabeshtahi. That this Brisa was wrong. It wasn't learned to the base of medicine, it's wrong. Therefore, Zilbos Aswara, go after the Svara. The Svara is an unsad, Lai Shriach, you don't accept upon yourself. They also did not mean to accept upon himself to pay back, but the river ruined the field. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, brethren, Yeshua, Zav, and Shumshimi. They bought sesame, agidah, and harmaka by the river. Ogo Mochi, they hired the shipman, Liavrino, to take the Shumshimi over the ocean, the river. Kibulay, and the shipman accepted upon himself, Kolumsa, the Messiah, the anything that happened. The site at the end happened, the stock and the Nord got closed up, and the star of Malka, the clock closed up, and they couldn't make it through. Amalu. So, Agura Chamri, I want you now to hire for me axes then. Chamarim donkeys, Afkin will take it over now, Lon. So, Kabil Solach, Volunsa Demasial, because you accepted any earnest apples, you have to do it. You have to take this job and bring over my Shumshma to the other side. So, also came with the Rav Omalu. Kaki, Chiyure, Mishalchi, Glima, the Inshi, like white geese, white ducks. You want to stop take away the shirts of a person? No! Unsud Lashkiachu. This is a minus that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen so often that the river gets clogged up. But if even though they accepted upon themselves any onus, that's if the ship would break or something else. But sometimes you don't think about that thing they didn't accept upon themselves, that onus they did not accept, and therefore they did not have to pay you, they did not have to take it over the ship, over the ocean, the river for you. Alright, I'll stop here.
Yehoma the Mishnah, the Fine Gimel Omer Aleph. The bottom, the Mishnah says, Letes Yacha Dinoi, that in the case of the Mishnah before, when a husband gives his wife a get, and he tells her that the get should be mehayoyim imesi, that the get should be from today if he dies from the sickness, or if he dies, then the get is chal from today. So therefore, from that day onwards, after the husband gives her the get, they're not supposed to have yichud together, they can't be alone together. Only in front of Edim, and the Mishnah says, "Afidu al piyevad, afidu al pishivcha." Because you don't have to have in front of two Edim, even in front of one Ed would be enough. And even if it's only an Eved or a Shivcha, then they're allowed to be together. But by themselves, they can't be together. In other words, we don't let them live together. Chutz mi shivchasai, but her own maid is no good. Mifnei shaliba gaspa b'shivchasa, because from her own maid, she's not afraid of. So therefore, we're afraid that if she's alone with her husband, just with her own maid, she wouldn't care, she doesn't stare from her own maid, and therefore she'll still live with the husband. And we don't want that to happen, we'll soon see why. Because like this, the husband gives her a get from today if he dies. We're afraid if they're going to live together afterwards, maybe he's going to make a deal, a shame kedushin, and like he's going to remarry her again. And therefore she's going to have a second get for the new kedushin. So the whole purpose of this get is that in case the husband dies, she doesn't have to fall to yibum. But if the husband lives with his wife again, it is as if they made a new kedushin, and therefore they're going to have a second get, and they don't have the second get. So therefore the din is, they're not allowed to be together. Only unless they have Edom or an Edechot with them. Now the Mishnah says, Mahi b'yosin hayomin. What type of halacha do they have those days? In other words, from the time that the husband gave his wife the get, and he told her that the get should be mehayoyim imesi. To be from today when he dies. So up until he dies, what din do they have? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Keishes ish.